Unit 7. Meet friends at the beach. Part 1. Listen, read and practice in pairs. How do you usually spend your weekends? Have you ever thought about doing something different? Something new. Let's see what Li Meng and Chia Hong are doing.
It's so hot today. Let's take a tram down to the beach and have a swim.
All right, I'll go along with that. Let me go and get my bathers. Oh, don't forget to put the sunscreen lotion in the bag.
The two take a tram to the beach.
Look over there. Those boys and girls are playing with a frisbee. I wish we'd asked some friends to come along too.
Oh no, their dog is coming with the frisbee in his mouth. What should I do?
Hi there, want to come over and join us? Our dog Spotty wants to give you the frisbee.
Okay, now catch this one.
You're so good. Do you often play frisbee?
Not really, but I sometimes play tennis with my brother. He's a good player.
That's great. I like tennis, and I'm always looking for good players.
Yeah, good players make the game more exciting.
Look out! The frisbee is coming.
Part 5. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. How do you usually feel after a swim? Hungry, I guess. That's how those boys feel right now.
Gee, the water is so nice and cool, but I'm feeling a bit hungry now. I wonder if there's a snack bar or something.
Sure there is. It's only 5 minutes walk away. We can pick up some hamburgers. Let's go.
Yeah, why not? Oh, let me take my Discman along.
What music have you got there? Some Chinese music?
Yeah, these are some songs by a famous pop star called Liu Dehua from Hong Kong. He's good. Want to listen to this?
Sure, thanks. I've never tried Chinese songs. I wonder what they're like. You can listen to mine. This is an album by the Rolling Stones.
You know, he's always listening to the Rolling Stones. You should look at his collection of albums.
I've read about the band. Let me try it.
Part 8. Listen and read. A day at the beach. Nick had always wanted to go to the sunny beaches, which were far away from his home. The chance didn't come until it was summer vacation time. One evening, Nick's father said to him, "I've got a day free tomorrow. Let's go to the beach. I know you'd like to go there, right?" Yes! Nick could not conceal his excitement, and he jumped with joy. The next day, Nick's family all came to the beach early in the morning. No sooner had his father parked the car than Nick got out of it and did some somersaults. The sun began to rise. It was a marvelous sunrise view with a tranquil sea, which was not disturbed by the swimmers and surf riders. The streaking sunlight began to warm the sand. The sand was soft, white and clean. Nick's father located a nice spot. Nick helped his father put up a big umbrella, and his mother spread a plastic sheet across the white sand. Then they began to empty the car boot. 3 beach chairs, a lunch basket, several packs of drinks, towels, sunscreen, and everything for a fun day at the beach. Lying on the white sand with arms and legs stretched could be the most relaxing moment. Nick quickly found himself a place and lay on the beach. The sky was blue, the water was clear, and the air was soothing. More people began to arrive. Soon, excited noises could be heard in the seawater, as some adults began playing water polo. Nick was in his swimming trunks and joined the water game. It was fun. The water was a bit cold at first, but catching the ball, throwing the ball, and swimming in the sea immediately got him used to the water. Time passed by quickly. Nick felt a bit tired and hungry. He opened the lunch basket and began to enjoy the sandwiches with his parents. The sun was shining brightly. The cozy wind brought Nick to sleep within minutes. It was a long and comfortable afternoon. Nick didn't wake up until his father called him. He realized the sun was setting. It was time for them to go back home. He quickly got up and took a last few looks at the beautiful sunset. Finally, they set out on their journey back home.
Part 10. Listen and read.
The boys ate some hamburgers and are now back at the beach.
Are you girls hungry now? We've brought some hamburgers for you.
Thanks. Let's eat, Lois. Are you hungry?
I hope those guys have brought something to drink as well.
I think so. To get back to what I was saying, I always have to apply some sunscreen lotion when I go out. The sunlight is too strong in summer.
Well, I don't blame you for that. One of my friends seldom does anything outdoors without her sunscreen.
It's getting a bit late. I think we might have to pick up our things and head back home.
Yeah, I've got some homework due tomorrow too. Just one thing, Li Meng. You were saying we could play tennis together. Can I have your phone number and I'll leave you with mine?
Oh, right. Good thing you reminded me. My number is